or pension strikers vow to fight on Nick Chaffee, Southern Socialist Party. Thousands of workers at the Atomic Weapons Establishment, OR, were stripped of their defined benefit pension scheme on the 1st of February by OR bosses Lockheed Martin, Jacobs, and Serco. Unite the union members have taken 6 days of strike action, and have vowed to fight on, demanding their pensions are defended and transferred to the Ministry of Defense pension scheme. OR was privatized by the Tories in 1987 with ironclad promises that pensions would be protected. These changes have been imposed on the unions who have vowed to fight on, determined to defend their pensions from voracious corporations looking to boost their profits. Unite is well organized at OR, representing 600 workers at the site. Strike days have seen OR work at, or come to a halt. OR is a key local employer, many families work here, and older workers understand that this attack on pensions will be a major hit to younger workers who will lose most from these changes. Unite strikers also recognize that this is the thin end of the wedge, with the attack on pensions likely to be followed by further attacks. Unite Regional Secretary Jenny Formby told a strike rally recently, Carmaker BMW, US multinational Honeywell, Gatwick Airport Limited, Diageo and the Post Office have all announced that they are planning to close their defined benefit pension schemes. Unite is pledged to fight the move to the defined contribution option by all these organizations. Strikers are raising the need to strike together to escalate pressure on companies and the government. Pickets we spoke to see this as part of a wider austerity attack by employers and the government. Len McCluskey came to support the picket lines in January saying, "Our members feel deeply betrayed. They have Unite's 100% support and solidarity in this dispute."